Radio.
Over the last few days, our first readings have been from the letter of St. James. And if you ever look at St. James's writings, you see that they're peppered with vivid metaphors, images like surf being tossed by the wind, mirror gazing, as we heard today, and ship rudders. They all illustrate his teachings on discipleship. Today's first reading, in fact, is a prime example as he urges us to humbly welcome the word that has been planted in our hearts. So what's he on about, James, and what's so special about this word of God? Where is the grace in it? Well, it was by his word that God brought everything into existence. In Genesis, we read, "Let there be light." It was his all-powerful word that sprang down from heaven to bring God's justice on the earth. And it's his word that has the power to save our very souls. No wonder we ought to be receptive and welcoming of the word of God in our lives. But how do we do it? Well, think about this. Before we invite a guest into our home, we usually make sure that our home is clean and uncluttered. Well, most of us do anyway. Similarly, James today urges us to get rid of the clutter of sin that's in our lives. He says, put away filth and evil excess. In humility, repent before God in the ways that don't honour him. James pointed specifically to ways of relating to other people that are characterised by impatience, by anger or harshness. Repenting or uncluttering our lives in this area can often help create an open and welcoming environment in our hearts, exactly what we need to do so that we can receive the word of God and let it take root in our lives. Welcoming God's word also means spending time with him, just as we would when we invited our house guests. It means taking the time to be with him so that his words find a home in us as well. You'll find that when we welcome God's words in this way, we find that it has the power to redeem and transform our hearts, that part of us that thinks, feels, imagines, and desires. We can almost sense this happening at times when, while praying or meditating on Scripture, we experience God giving us peace or softening our hearts towards someone or filling our hearts with a desire to share his love with someone, particularly someone we might have a grievance against. So we should devote an allowance of time every day just to sit with God. Then we should look for opportunities during the day to be with him and catch up with him in moments of quiet, because it's during these times together that we can really sense God's grace blossoming within us. Jesus, we welcome your grace within us. Amen.
Radio.org.au